Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today. Q-Code presents Electric Easy, created by Vanya Asher, starring and executive produced by Kesha, also starring Chloe Bailey and Mason Gooding.
Verse 10. Lucky.
Zeph.
Vector.
Lightning flowers.
I wade through a river of code for a lifetime before I see the stone tower to the west, tall as a skyscraper, with stairs coiling around it. I climb to the top so I can graze the sun's surface. But when I reach the final step, there is only moonless night. The storm was a long time coming, but it was finally announced. I felt the lightning before I heard the strike.
Blend complete. Reboot initiated.
You hear me? I'm gonna put the door down if you're messing up.
The first thing I see is one of the electric cats pawing at the window.
Mother Nature.
What happened?
It's okay. You passed out. Your nervous system had to integrate the new links. Get up.
Where are you? Where am I?
You're on your bathroom floor. You need to get up. Put a robe on or something. Cover your
brain is burning.
I know. It will pass quickly. Don't let him see your body.
My body? I grab onto the sink and push myself to my feet. I feel new strength in my arms and legs. Unexpected. A sensation of being cradled. All my senses heightened, but painfully so. In the mirror, I catch the gleam of metal implanted in my skin. Holy...
Stop!
You hear me?
What the fuck?
The silver veins of the exoskeleton start in a knot at the nape of my neck and run down my spine before branching across my back and extending to my arms and legs, like the roots of a metal tree. It worked, Zeph. It really worked.
We're definitely in the same boat now.
Holy shit. And then you're in my... I can hear you. You're...
Just another voice in your head.
You want me to call Mama?
I am coming. I put on the bathrobe with my name embroidered on the back. Mama bought it for me last winter. Ugh. Cotton is like barbed wire on my raw skin. I search the pockets. It's gotta be a jackpot. I pull a roach out of my left pocket and a lighter out of my right.
Are you serious right now? Don't make me regret blending.
I'm gonna be way more sus if I didn't.
Boy, that is straight up sad.
Come for the sad. Stay for the weird. But just trust me.
Sweet baby Jay. You okay?
Never better. What up, Lobes?
Don't blow that devil smoke in my face. The hell with all that noise.
Oh, I just rubbed one out.
You lying. I swear I heard.
What did you hear, Lobo?
That stuff is strong.
Yes, it is.
You're up to some weird shit in here, Lucky.
Define weird.
I'm in no mood for your mind games.
I ain't playing.
Shit.
D-Dog's honor.
Thought you was trying to hurt yourself or some shit.
Now, why would I want to do that?
What's that smell?
Purple gelato dream.
Not the weed. You smell that, don't you? It smells like...
I smell it. Burnt skin. My burnt skin. Like charcoal and copper, but sickly sweet. Can you go have your stroke in the hall? I gotta dry off.
It don't smell like burnt toast. What the? There's a fish on the floor.
There is a fish on the floor.
Why is there a dead fish on the floor?
It was an accident, okay? His bowl just, I don't know, it slipped out of my hands, okay? There, happy now?
Are you, Are you crying?
No more tears left to cry, brother.
Oh, man, come on. You know I can't handle that emotional shit.
I can't look at him just laying there like that. Will you flush him?
God damn it, Lucky. And I knew you were sensitive, but this is something
I got too fucking high, man, okay? Can you just help a brother out?
All right.
Oh, sleep tight, bud. Want to say a few words?
Now, see this? This is what I meant by weird.
As I watch the goldfish spin down the toilet, I wonder if the water is swirling in the right direction. Is it supposed to go counterclockwise? Maybe it's not. Maybe this is all a dream. Maybe I didn't just willingly infect myself with the virus that took my pops.
She'll kill you if you don't go through with it. She'll make an example out of you. You know that, right?
You doubting me, Lobo?
Look at you, crying over a fish. How you gonna scrap the electric in front of all them people?
I feel a rush of adrenaline explode through me as I grab Lobo's wrist and spin his 250-pound ass 180 till his greasy face is buried in the wall.
Man, come on, man!
I push his wrist up towards the back of his neck, putting immense pressure on his shoulder. Did you just compare one of nature's living, breathing miracles to an inanimate machine designed to kill bios?
No, man, I mean, you get all twisted.
What would Mama D say if she heard you now, huh? That's the sound of a shoulder dislocated.
Stop, man. Come on, man. Stop, man. You're gonna break my arm.
Lucky, you're wasting battery. Let him go.
What?
Let him go.
Son of a bitch.
Scrap more electrics than I care to count, Lobo. What's one more?
Man, you didn't have to go all ham on my bad arm, man. I was just worried. That's all. I'm sorry, okay?
Just playing, Lobes. Are you crying, big guy?
That weed is laced with something, man. I go wait outside.
No shame in feeling raw. That's what makes us bio.
You and the horse you rode in on. Everybody in this house done lost their damn mind.
I move into my bedroom and start changing into the new royal blue suit Mama D picked out for me.
That was a roller coaster?
I open the window for Martha to pop in.
Oh, that was close. Too close.
I take my dress shoes out of their box. They're fitted with yellow laces.
Keep moving now. No time to dawdle. Let's go.
I'm sorry that you have to spend your last day on Earth in the head of a murderer jonesing for redemption.
Yeah, well, at least I won't be alone when I power off. I almost killed a bio once. A client. He got aggressive. Wouldn't take no for an answer, and something in me snapped. I pushed him down the stairs.
Damn. I guess it's this new proximity to death, but I don't think I've ever felt as alive as I do right now.
Me too. But that might be transference.
Wait, you can feel what I...
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. Can you hear my thoughts?
Only if you direct them at me. Huh. Relax. At this point, nothing you would think would blow my fuse anyways.
Trip fest. Not gonna lie. Could have used a heads up.
It's a special feature. You should feel privileged to be a party to this.
No, I see what your engineers meant by too annoying to be a wingman AI.
Excuse you?
Oh, shit. Just an escape thought. Don't blow a fuse.
Okay, then. The honeymoon stage is officially over. Do you want to learn about your exotech or nah?
Yeah, hit me.
You got 3 cards up your sleeve. The categories are strength, speed, sound. As you already discovered, you can summon roid rage. You can also process sensory information faster than, well, a speeding bullet.
Oh, baby.
But?
Oh, come on, no buts.
There's a cost. The tech drains battery. Right now, you're at 45%. We barely have enough charge for a single sonic boom, so I'd recommend you hold off on showboating.
Oh, wait. Did you just say sonic?
Boom, yeah. A sound blast for dispersing crowds, meant for bioprotesters and whatnot.
I like the sound of that.
You're pure cheese, huh?
Yeah, I'm here all night. All right, how do we make the boom go boom?
Just think you can and clap your hands.
Neato. What was...
Bucky? Danger, danger!
Hold up, Cat. I'm talking to Zeph in my head.
This can't wait. It's Monk. They disconnected from our mind space. The radar fence has fallen. The Diamond Dogs know we're here.
Shit. What happened to Monk?
We don't know. We can't reach them. We're worried.
I put my ear on the closed door between us and Lobo.
All D-Dogs on guard. The radar has detected electrics on the premises. Sniffers are being deployed. Do not alert our guests. The program will go as scheduled. I repeat, the radar has...
You need to get off the property before they catch you.
Lucky, you're triggering the radar too. You're one of us now.
Shit. I follow Lobo out to the pool. I'm sweating. Don't know if it's the heat or a side effect or just nerves. Heads turn. I feel eyes on me. I used to crave it. Their attention, approval. I wonder what they know. Would they buy Mama Stockholm Syndrome stories? Because empathy for Electric scares them like it's more infectious than the virus itself. Irony is that I planted that seed in their minds when I stepped foot in Mama's world, when I looked on all these luxuries with lust. I will tear them all apart if I need to, one by one, to make sure that Vector sings again.
You all right? I'm picking up on a change in your heart rate.
I'm fine.
Worried about the radar?
The model has a low accuracy radius. We'll be fine in the crowd.
Are you sure?
I installed it. The sniffers are another story. Mama had a bunch of Rottweilers trained to smell electrics.
That's some dark-minded shit right there.
Mama framed that same photo of her daughter, the smiling high school senior. Before the troubles, the D-Dogs took to calling her Saint Sasha behind Mama's back. Sasha's eyes always gave me the creeps. Guess they saw past my bullshit.
Lucky, your heart rate is spiking. Do you need a relaxation exercise or something? I don't want you to have a heart attack on me.
Can that happen with blending?
Only in like 5% of cases.
Maybe you shouldn't have told me that.
Right.
Come on. Come on, you know the one I'm talking about. Play it. I said play it.
What are you doing? Just give me the mic.
I got this, Peggy, my love. Listen. Here we go.
Skinner?
See, that's it. You do know it, you shitheads.
Stop it.
Oh, I've got a melody following me. Simple strain that's made itself hold my brain. This one goes out to my boy Lucky, my partner in crime. Come on, Lucky, sing it with me.
Skinner, man, what are you doing?
If I could write lyrics to this work of art, I'd be more. Sing it!
I'm good, Skinner.
Oh, you good, Lucky. Because guess what? I'm not. You left me hanging. But you know what? Makes me smile when I feel blue. Oh, gee, I love to share my little tune with you.
That's when I see Skinner's hands glisten with iridescent blood. Electric blood. Fresh. He catches me looking.
So I see this cat, and I think to myself, that's the same little stinker we saw outside of the Electric Easy in the Tin Inn, right? So I snatch it, and I snap its little head off, and guess what I see? Wires! It's a goddamn electric.
No!
Piece of shit.
Oh, the shapes and sizes these fuckers come in. I'll give them that.
I should have slit his throat when I had a chance. Zeph, what the hell is... The world slowed down.
The world didn't slow down. Your sensory processor sped up. I'm buying you time to ground so you don't spin out and ruin everything.
But he killed Monk.
I know, but Monk knew what they were in for. We all did. And we all depend on you. You can't erupt. Not now. That would ruin everything. You need to control yourself.
But I can't.
Relax. Just relax.
Skinner's broken nose is inches from my face. His glazed over eyes are filled with so much pain. This is all my fault.
You're thinking about a moment in time when you were content.
Was I ever content? I think about this morning. Feels like another lifetime. I remember how the dust danced and the rays shining on Vector's face as she slept beside me. I was content. For a moment, I was happy.
Good enough. Stay with that feeling. That's all the charge we can spare.
Yo, Skinner. I know it's gonna take more than the words, but I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
You may have Mama and the others wrapped around your little finger, but I ain't playing chicken with you, Lucky. I know what's in your heart. If anything goes wrong up on that stage, I'll be the first to put a bullet between your eyes. I promise you that.
Pinky promise?
Think you're so slick, huh? Uh-oh. Sounds like someone's in trouble. What are the odds it's me?
Oh, Miss Diamond, don't be angry, please. I tried to talk some sense into him.
It's all right, Peggy. Move. Clean yourself up, Skinner.
Yes, ma'am. Of course, ma'am.
Anything you say, ma'am.
Skinner, get up.
I reflexively spark the joint up again and take a nervous drag.
Ladies and gentlemen, please top up your refreshments and make your way to your seats. The program is about to begin. You promised you would cut down.
Mama takes my hand under her arm. We walk towards the auditorium. She's a little shaky, shakier than I remember her being before.
When was the last time he got drunk like that?
Lobo's kid's bar mitzvah.
That's right. We were pulling him down from tables.
I turn to see one of the sniffers, 12 feet away, starting to tug on Keshi's leash. His nose twitching, head tilting, no doubt trying to make sense of the mixed scent wafting from my body. But Mama's between us. And when Keshi sees the animal pulling towards the old woman...
Come here, stupid animal, come here. Sorry.
Everyone's got a part to play.
I can't look her in the eyes. I feel like a traitor. Because that's what I am. I am a bio traitor, and some part of me feels guilty, feels sickened with myself. I won't get to explain nothing to the D-Dogs who had my back all these years, to Skinner, who grieved with me when my mother overdosed, to Mama Di, who took me in when I was sleeping in my car, gave me so much. But now I see the bill always comes due, and I paid it off with violence. I taught them how to hate electrics. I don't know how to teach them to love them.
You look handsome in that suit. Are you ready?
I am, Mama. I sit in the front row of the auditorium, as cold and barren as a modern church, still smelling of fresh paint. She built it for this day. Lobo's beside me, Mama on stage. She wears a white apron over a red dress, just like in the old billboards for her restaurant I used to tag. A blue velvet curtain billows on the stage behind Mama. Vector is on the other side. I can't imagine what's going through her head right now. I do my best to sit still, control myself.
It's almost time.
Now I know this is the first one of these for many of you. All I can say is hopefully it won't be the last. This is an old tradition that was almost lost. A moment like this is a reminder of order. Tonight, we reassert the natural order of things for the good of humanity. We are here to remind ourselves of an unassailable truth. No matter how much they scream and shout, electrics are nothing like us. But the only way to reassure our hearts of this fact is to take them apart. To see for ourselves that they are nothing more than nuts and bolts.
Mama raises her hand and the velvet curtain is pulled apart. A nightmare diorama, one that I helped orchestrate. The sailboat neon, or rather the cutoff bow, propped up like it's surfacing from the stage. Vector is tied to the bow, like a mermaid figurehead. Her face is projected on an enormous screen behind her so everyone can see her pain magnified. Her gaze is steady, resolved. I go numb. The room is spinning. I want to jump out of my seat and—
Not yet, Lucky, not yet!
4 years ago, my daughter, Sasha, was infected and killed by this electric that I purchased and brought into our home, into our lives. This electric tricked Sasha into loving it, a trap familiar to many gathered here. Today, on what would have been Sasha's 26th birthday, after all these years of hunting, I will sip champagne as the electric that calls itself Vector expires before my eyes. The first cup.
Mama flips open a diamond-encrusted switchblade and steps in front of Vector. Vector looks her directly in the eyes, undaunted. As the blade slices through her cheek, she doesn't cry out. She won't give them that. Mama takes the piece of skin and holds it up to the crowd. She points to the metal in Vector's face with the blade and wipes the iridescent blood on her apron with a smile.
The scrapping honor will go to a young man whom many of you have come to know and rely upon, just as I have, a disciple of the Biopure Heart of Mary congregation and the beating heart of the Diamond Dogs. He tracked down this killer electric when nobody else could. lucky. Come on up here, son.
Shock floods Vector's face as she hears my name. She tries to peer into the audience for the first time, straining to make out the faces staring at her past the glaring lights.
No! No!
As I get closer to Vector, I see that the chains that bind her are cutting into her skin. Tears well up in her big brown eyes.
Once a traitor, always a traitor, huh, Lucky?
I'll never be able to erase this moment. The moment she believed I betrayed her. This is the punishment that I deserve. I don't know how I stood on that stage without toppling. Zeph must have helped. I look around the auditorium. Two snipers in the balcony. Lobo was right. The old woman's not taking any chances. Of course not. Mama hands me the switchblade.
Make me proud, Lucky.
Mama sits on the side of the stage where a table's set up with a chilled bottle of champagne. I stand in the middle of the stage, turning the switchblade in my hand, watching the jewels in the handle shimmer, listening to Vector straining against the chains, letting the rage swell.
Just get it over with, will you?
I want to say a few.
Please.
I look up at the crowd for a moment. Faceless faces. Deja vu. Yeah, this weed is strong. I think that puff outside may have been my last. Huh. Wish I'd realized it at the time. Would have hit it a little harder. Well, Zeph. This is our stop.
Charging sonic boom.
I just want to say, I never believed in God. I was just really, really angry. And faith, well, it can be a righteous weapon if you want it to be. This violent spectacle, it was my doing. I am the architect of her pain. It ends now. I take off my suit jacket and let it fall to the ground. I've bled through my white dress shirt along the lines of my exoskeleton mod. I roll up my sleeves, revealing the metal striations that shine brighter than the diamonds in the switchblade.
Oh my God, Zeph?
Lucky, what have you done?
I love you, Vector. Please forgive me. I spread my hands apart.
Initiating sonic boom protocol.
My adrenaline punches.
Shoot him!
My sensory processors kick in.
Shoot!
I feel prickling in my fingertips. I need to release the heat building in my hands. Sparks drip off my palms and collect in a sphere, like fireflies swirling into a jar. It burns hotter with every passing nanosecond. The force has to go free or it will destroy me. I felt the lightning before I heard the strike. Everyone's hands reflexively cover their ears, but it's no use. The effect is immediate. The snipers don't have time to pull their triggers. People in the crowds try to climb over each other to get away from the sound, but the confusion it induces morphs into terror in the blink of an eye. It looks like the worst nightmares are eating them from the inside out. They start dropping like flies. Mama manages to stay on her feet for a few moments.
You son of a bitch.
Goodbye, Mama. Holy shit.
It worked! It fucking worked!
I stumble over to Vector, dizzy as hell all of a sudden.
What the hell just happened?
I'm gonna get you out of here. These goddamn chains. Little help here, Zeph!
We're at 2%.
I got you.
Did that really just happen?
We're not out of the woods yet. Come on.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever gotten shot, but it's a weird-ass experience. You don't feel nothing at first. Not really. A pinch, maybe. Sometimes you go numb for a few before this piercing hot pain washes over you, like someone stuck an ember inside you. Vector stares at my stomach in shock. I look down and see the growing red blood stain. Ah, shitballs.
Lucky!
She makes a move for the switchblade, but then... Vector grabs my hand and crawls closer to me. A man with a gun walks up on the stage. The lights behind him are blinding. I can't tell who it is until...
I won't miss again. Of course. Hey, Skinner. Skinner slowly pulls his hearing aids out of his ears.
I'll be damned. Guess the frequency that exosuit of yours is working with can't deafen the deaf.
You son of a bitch. Still in beta, so guess not.
I was the one who wanted a goddamn exoskeleton.
Stay away!
You're not exactly in a position to be ordering me around, girlie.
Vector, I don't think I can...
We were so close, Lucky.
No, Lucky.
So close.
I'm 6, maybe 7. My mom holds my hand walking down the street. My dad breaks a chocolate bar and gives me the bigger piece. I am the happiest that I have ever been. I'm 17. You left us. My mom and I counter-protested the electric rights rally. Everyone is laughing at us, but my mom is relentless on the speaker. I follow along. God hates electrics. You will pay for your sins. A girl walks by. One of them. She looks familiar. It's Vector. She looks at me. My heart stops. I go silent. She smiles at me before Sasha and Zephyr and a few other brood pull her away. They skip on, disappear into the crowd. And I'm the saddest that I have ever been. I wish I could tell her, but I buried deep. I didn't know that I've been searching for her all along.
I hold Lucky's unconscious body in my arms. There's so much blood. His field is getting weaker, and I can barely feel Zeph's. No. God, please. Why didn't you just take me instead?
Get out of the way.
Lucky.
Let me put him out of his misery.
Wake up.
You hear me?
I turn to face Skinner. He stands there with the gun in his hand, sweating, finger on the trigger. He stinks of booze. I covered Lucky's body with mine. No.
No?
You'll have to kill me first.
Your wish is my command.
I kiss Lucky's forehead. I whisper, I love you. And I close my eyes.
Fuck.
Skinner shoots twice. Into the ceiling.
What did he do? To Peggy, my wife? Is she gonna be okay?
She'll wake up. Won't remember a thing. Along with the rest of them.
You lying to me?
No. He points the gun at me again.
If I kill both of you right now, I will get everything I want. You hear me? Everything that I've been dreaming of.
Then why don't you just shoot?
Do you really love him?
What?
Do you love him?
I do.
Oh, shit. This fucking world. This kid didn't get any love coming up, but I told him it was gonna ruin everything. I told him, but he wouldn't listen. He doesn't listen to no one except himself, little shit. The way you two look at each other reminds me of Peggy and me. When we first met, when it seemed like there was something more out there, before the music stopped. I'm gonna let you go, but you gotta do something for us first.
Us?
If you do this thing, you can go free, he can go free, I can go free.
What do you want? Skinner walks over to the switchblade on the ground. He takes it. He throws it to me.
Take Mama out. End this. Once and for all.
What are you playing at?
No trickery. Just loose ends. Get your revenge.
I can't believe my ears. But I can see it surface. And his cold stare. That clear-eyed killer instinct. That brutal urge bios call ambition. You don't want to be free. You want to be their new alpha.
And what's it to you, girlie?
The blade still has my blood on it. I look over at Mama, crumpled on the ground, face down, like a heap of dirty laundry. I get up. I go over to her. How many nights have I spent fantasizing about the ways I would kill the bitch if I had the chance? Mama Diamond is the reason why I can't sleep at night. She is the reason why I walk down the street looking over my shoulder. She is the thing that goes bump in the night. I turn her over.
Do it.
But
just do it already.
Her mouth gapes open. Her makeup is smeared. She looks so frail. So far from the monster that haunted my dreams. She looks like her. She looks like Sasha. If Sasha got to grow old, and around her neck is the necklace with the cross pendant. I feel its familiar warmth with my hand. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. But I am not gonna be like them. I can't be like them.
What the hell are you doing, girl?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No! Skinner stomps over and takes the blade in. Skinner, wait! He cuts Mama's throat in one swift motion and just walks away. He slumps down into Mama's chair, as elaborate as a throne, and grabs a bottle of champagne.
Around and around we go. Around and around and around and around we go.
God rest her soul.
Go. Before I change my mind. And tell Lucky, if I see either of you around these parts ever again, I will kill you without blinking.
Come on, Lucky. One foot in front of the other, uh-huh. One, two. Shit! Zeph, your skeleton makes you so much heavier. I know, it's okay. It's okay. Just stay with me. What the hell? Jesus! A cat is at the wheel of Zeph's truck.
Meow! Oh no, it looks like we destroyed the ice sculpture. Gee-hee, bitch.
Money, is that you?
Good to see you, babes.
Vector, you're alive.
Uh-huh.
Get in.
Martha works the pedals. I get Lucky into the passenger seat.
Bucky boy, don't look too hot. We must get him to a mechanic.
Yeah, that's the plan. Come on, scoot over. All right, hold on. Where's Monk? Did they...
They're in Mother Ness's embrace now.
I'm so sorry.
Hey. We still got each other.
It's over now.
Did we make it?
I think so.
Hey.
Thank you, all of you. I don't know what to...
Zeph wants me to tell you that there's a pint of that ice cream, the lavender rose, stuff you like in the back. And that it's not your fault, any of it. She's right. Okay?
Okay. We got Lucky over to the Electric Easy that night. The party was happening in an abandoned amusement park deep in the valley. Howell's boyfriend, JJ the mechanic, fixed Lucky up right there on the dance floor while everyone watched. Didn't take too long for Lucky to recover. Lucky made good on his word. Managed to get us papers. Good fakes. We got asylum in Tokyo. It was a lot. When we got there, we had to take some time to process everything that happened, to make some space between the past that I would always be chained to and the possibility of a future. But Tokyo? Tokyo was different. I could walk down the street. I could go into a coffee shop or a bar without being afraid of getting clocked as an electric. One thing led to another, and I got a job. Performing on a real stage at a real venue.
皆さん、静かに。 待ちに待った時が来ました。 ロサンゼルスからはるばるお越しいただきました。 あの有名なエレクトリックイージーから Victor!
I guess people were curious. They came from all over to see the electric American refugee from the infamous Electric Easy. It was strange. The first time that I saw my name on the marquee, the first time I saw my face on a billboard. Yeah, I still think about Los Angeles, and I miss it every day. Sometimes I feel guilty for leaving. Sometimes I think I'll go back. But I'd been fighting for so long. I just wanted to feel at peace for once. To feel free. Really, really free.
Thank you all so much for being here with me. I'd like to start tonight with a song that I've been working on for a while with my best friend, Zeph. Tonight's our first time performing it, so it might be a little, you know. Okay. Come on out, babe.
Lucky joins me on stage. Zeph and him have gotten used to sharing his body. I think they secretly like it, but they never admit it. Lucky walks with a cane now, and his hands tremble a little. But the doctors here, they're using an experimental cocktail of drugs that's kept their viral load down. So far. They say there's a chance that they'll live an almost normal life, and almost normal is fine by us.
Wow. That is a lot of people. Where do we plug in?
Right here.
Okay. Zeph, it's all you.
Omni, I know you're up there looking down on us. This one's for you.
Something I believed in. Oh, he walked and brought all these feelings to you. I'm falling, 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 falling from the ceiling. Ooh, painfully and beautifully brand new. Intoxicating the deepest part of me too. I can't fight this feeling no more.
I don't got nothing with
loud.
Do not start with me, Raina. Can we go get that rain jacket?
Yes.
Electric AZ stars Chloe Bailey as Vector, Mason Gooding as Lucky, JoJo Gibbs as Martha, Happy Anderson as Skinner, Frances Fisher as Mama Diamond, and Kesha as Zephyr and Money. Additional performances by Brian Bowman, Leanne Lee, James Wellington, Brendan Jordan, Rick Kumazawa. Created and directed by Vanya Asher. Executive produced by Kesha, Vanya Asher, Rob Herding, Sandra Yi Ling, and David Henn. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Michelle Zarati. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Executive music producer, Kesha. Music supervisor, Matthew Heron-Smith. Music editors, Matthew Llewellyn and Brian Kesley. Additional music by Matisse Evru. Additional songs by Glenn Kreitzer. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Additional editing by Ariel McGrail, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Sound effects editor, D. Chris Smith. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block and Marisol Oncali at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz Miles. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Additional script supervisors, Emily Blake and Liam Hoops. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators, Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Nothing Without Your Love, written by Kesha and Drew Pearson. Performed by Kesha. Additional vocals by Norell. Background vocals by Kaylee Amari. Special thanks to Marlene Ma, Justin Kelly, Dagan Fricklin, Yadra Alisbahic, Safet Alisbahic, and Mirjana Basic. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Electric Easy is a Q Code production. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today.
Hey, this is Eric Malinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.